Natural Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Despite concerns over abuses of warrantless spying by the FBI, House Republicans have advanced a bill that would reauthorize the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, the so-called FISA program. The action comes today after a similar bill failed to reach the floor of the House yesterday. Some new gun buyer background checks on the way.
The Biden administration has announced that thousands more firearms dealers across the U.S. will have to run background checks on buyers at gun shows or other non-store locations. The rule aims to close a loophole that has allowed guns to be sold by unlicensed dealers who don't perform background checks to ensure the potential buyer is not legally prohibited from having a firearm. Gun control advocates are cheering the move, while gun rights activists are expected to challenge the rule in court. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Fresh allegations of Russian interference in elections, but this time not here in the U.S.
Belgium's Prime Minister Alexander De Croo has announced an investigation into suspected Russian interference in Europe-wide elections in June. He says his country's intelligence service has confirmed the existence of a network in several European countries trying to undermine support for Ukraine, adding Moscow wants to help elect more pro-Russian candidates to the European Parliament and to reinforce a certain pro-Russian narrative. Europe-wide polls are being held on June the 6th to the 9th to elect a new EU Parliament. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Polish lawmakers have voted to continue working on proposals to lift a near-total ban on abortion. There are four separate bills under study that would loosen what are the strongest pro-life laws in all of Europe. Sell-off continues on Wall Street, the Dow down 379 points, the NASDAQ off 228. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, an evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
This KMSQ News Flash powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell a better tomorrow. It'll probably come as no surprise to you, since 2020, about 43% of the new residents here to Nevada have come from California. According to driver's license surrender information from Nevada DMV, over the past 4 years, nearly 158,000 people have relocated to Nevada from the Golden State. The total number of new residents to the Silver State during that time, nearly 370,000. Current projections have Clark County adding 33,000 residents this year alone, possibly reaching the 3 million residents mark sometime before 2050. Now, the growing population, it's driven up home prices locally, with a median price for an existing single-family home in Las Vegas at $426,000. That's up more than 100 grand since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic back in 2020. 4 years after the COVID-19 pandemic forced it to shut its doors, Boyd Gaming extending the temporary closure of Eastside Cannery. The Boulder Highway property's active gaming license is active and on a temporary closure until March of next year. Now, that license was previously on hold until the end of March this year. Boyd officials have declined to comment on their future plans for the property. The company currently runs 11 properties in the downtown Las Vegas and local segments. It bought the Eastside Cannery back in December of 2016. The Hard Rock Las Vegas going to rock on without the Beatles. The Beatles Love, the only live production licensed by Apple Corporation, the Beatles' parent company, closing at the Mirage, which is transitioning into becoming the Hard Rock Las Vegas. The Cirque du Soleil show's last date, July 7th. Cirque officials say it wasn't their call. Hard Rock Las Vegas pulled the plug on the show. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Two problem spots in the downtown Las Vegas area. Same general area, 95 northbound after Eastern. Accident there, as well as one earlier, 95 southbound at Eastern. So both sides of the freeway likely to see some extra braking there on 95 north and southbound approaching Eastern. North Las Vegas area accident, got an on the on-ramp from Lake Mead Boulevard to get onto northbound 15. Sunny and warm weekend in store for us. Going to have temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon, 64 degrees already. And the winds are back. They're gusting up to nearly 30 miles per hour. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him foot.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pass her. Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Hour number three, live and local for a Friday. Yes, we'll have the Friday song coming up in just a bit. We'll get to that a little bit later on. But first, I want to welcome back in my buddy Ron Futrell, the sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now. He had a rare weekend off from a sports wrap, and we're going to find out if he'll be working this weekend. Ron, how you doing, my friend?
It is with a heavy heart, a somber mind, that we announced the passing of Orenthal James Simpson. I know there's a pall over Las Vegas today. I don't know, I'm still upset. No, have you ever been happier that somebody died, Kevin? Than OJ yesterday?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I don't wish that on anybody.
I don't wish it on anybody. No, I do not wish it on anybody. I do, yes, I do not. But at the same time, I mean, would you be sad if you found out that Mark David Chapman, the guy who shot John Lennon, died? The Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, were you sad when the Unabomber passed? And O.J. Simpson, no. Don't get me going into the trial and all that sort of stuff. But, no, it was sort of weird yesterday doing this story. It was like, I know there's a lot of people that are going, wait a minute. By the way, I saw the autopsy photos. I don't know if you saw the autopsy photos.
I never did.
Did. Yes. You never did? No, you can't get them out of your mind when you see them. You saw ex-wife and the Ronald Goldman. You could not feel sorry at one bit. I couldn't, at least, feel sorry that in his passing. But he did spend a lot of time here in Las Vegas at the golf courses and the clubs searching for the real killer or killers, to which I often said, just the problem is on golf courses, they don't have mirrors. You don't have mirrors very often on golf courses. But that he could look there if he could find a mirror and he could find the real killer,
yeah,
or killers, as he would say. But, sorry, I have a hard time being that upset. If you go back 30 years and think about everything with that trial and what happened and the corrupt defense, it was effective, I guess, from a legal point of view, it was effective.
This is my take. Our criminal justice system provides for people, for guilty people to get off. and for innocent people to go to jail. Don't ask me why, don't ask me how, but it happens. And I happen to think that it happened in this particular case, that a guilty guy went free.
No, absolutely. You don't have to, as I told people, all you have to do is know that there were OJ blood drops to the left side of the size 12 Bruno Mali shoes, which are the most rare, 300 pairs of that size sold in the world during that time period. And you would have had to guess, the LAPD would have had to gone to their car. Okay, here's what you have to believe. The LAPD went to their car to get the vials of blood of OJ, and they had to, I'm sure they went to their car and they said, okay, whose blood do we get? Do we get the, not the Marcus Allen blood, let's don't get that, not the Barry Sanders blood. Grab the OJ blood, okay, because we have it stored in our car. And let's drop it just in case OJ comes back the next day with a cut on his, which hand should it be, the left hand or the, let's make it the left hand. So let's drop the blood to the left side of the size 12 Bruno Mali's, so that if he comes back with that cut on his hand the next day, then we will have chosen right. We will have chosen the right running back and the right side, let's put it to the left side, which, sure enough, what do you know? When OJ returned from Chicago, he had a 2-inch cut on his left hand from something, and blood drops just so happened to be, the LAPD guessed right. They got the right running back, and they got the right, they put it to the correct side, the left side. And so you would have had to believe that. So what I just said right there should have been the closing argument. That should have been it. You would have to be insane to think the LAPD got all of that right, to have thought that OJ was innocent. I ran into him a few times here in Vegas. I know a lot of people have stories of that. Talked to him briefly. He was cordial, nice, tried to get interviews with him, and he wasn't, he respectfully declined, and which is fine. But I remember one time, Kona Grill. And he was there, and he was taking pictures with people. And I thought, it crossed my mind, just flashed through my mind, do I want a picture with OJ? And go up to him. I said, hell, can I say hell here on the show?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
I did say in my head, I said, hell no. I said, I do not want a picture with him. I just don't. Just on principle. Hacking off the heads of two people is sort of a deal breaker with me, okay?
Yeah.
Or nearly.
Minimum standards.
That's a little bit of a deal breaker. I don't care how good a running back you were or which, and all that sort of stuff. You do that, that's a deal breaker. Here's something sort of funny is in the newsroom yesterday, a lot of the producers, young producers that are 25, did not know who OJ was, did not know OJ Simpson. Had to be, and that's everywhere. I'm not saying it's just that where I work, but I'm sure it was all over everywhere, where people were, young producers were having to get caught up on what gripped the nation during that time. I was pretty obsessed, as you can tell, with the OJ trial nickname.
What were you doing in 1995 professionally?
I was working at Channel 13. I was, I was working. I remember specifically, in fact, I said it out loud in the newsroom. So I'm doing sports at Channel 13 here in town at the time. And so there's video that the day of murders of O.J. Simpson and Robert Kardashian walking out, and LAPD had O.J. in handcuffs. And I remember saying this openly in the newsroom to anybody that wanted to hear. I said, this is insane that the cops have O.J. in handcuffs. They are making him look guilty. There is no way that OJ did this. This is insane that they've got him in cuffs. I felt that, until about a week later and saw the evidence and then said, okay, here we go. And then the trial sealed it. But and I do remember specifically, very specifically, then the Bronco chase, as we all do, but being in an edit bay. Because ABC had the NBA finals, and the NBA finals were going on, And going back into an edit bay, because I was recording the game to run the highlights that night at 11 o'clock, and they cut into the programming, and Al Michaels was doing the game for ABC, and Peter Jennings comes on, and they have interaction with each other, and Peter Jennings is describing the Bronco chase, and then somebody from the Howard Stern show called in and did a goof on Peter
Baba
Jennings.
Bowie.
Do you recall that when Baba Booey called in and said,
yeah,
I'm sitting here right, and I'm looking at OJ, and OJ's looking scared, and he's and Peter Jennings did not know it was a bogus call, and he took the guy as serious and was asking him. I'm sitting there watching because I listened to the Howard Stern show at the time, and so I'm sitting there going, that is Baba Booey, one of the characters on his radio show. And finally, Al Michaels comes on after the call is over and says, Peter, I got to tell you, that last caller was a farcical. He used the word farcical. That was a, not that I remember anything very specifically from it. That was a farcical call right there. And so I'm going, well, and then Peter says, yeah, I guess every once in a while we get caught too. I had this experience. I'm going to tell this experience as I still have the paper. I found it yesterday. There was a fight going on at Caesar's Palace during the trial. So right in the middle of the trial, Bob Shapiro comes to Vegas on a Saturday. So Friday he's there in court, and Saturday he flies to Vegas and goes to a fight, and he's being treated. I had a nickname for all the lawyers. He was Bob Scumbag Shapiro, and F.Y. Bailey and Johnny Cockroach Cochran and Barry the Worm Check. Anyway, it's all coming back to me now, sadly. So Shapiro's there, and he is being treated like a star, like a celebrity. People are wanting pictures with him, and I'm going, this is, the guy's a scumbag liar, okay? And so we go into the media room. It just so happened he was still there, and I approached him, and I said, Bob, I said, come on. You know O.J. did it. I know O.J. did it. Just why don't you just go tell the truth? Why don't you go? He said, what's your name? I said, well, first of all, I was angry he didn't recognize me. Let's go there. But I got over that. And then, don't you know who I am? I should have said. Anyway, what's your name? He grabbed a piece of paper. I told him my name. He said, to Ron. He signed it. To Ron, let the jury decide, Robert Shapiro. And he handed me two. And
you've still got
laughing.
It?
I still have it, yeah. I'm going to send you a text of it. It's on the back of the fight card. It's on that, whatever that fight card was that night, because it was a piece of, it was a fight, the fight, I forget the fight card. It wasn't a big fight card. And so it's on that, so it's dated on the other side. To Ron, let the jury decide. I said, you can't even say OJ's innocent. You're just hoping that you got an idiot jury that can decide. He just said, let the jury decide. I said, well, that's okay. That's your line. That's your hope. And of course, that's what they got. A jury that couldn't understand or wasn't able to or didn't care to or didn't want to. And they unfortunately made it about race and made it about the LAPD. No case, you will never find a perfect case. And this was more about money and prestige than anything else than race. And OJ was able to buy the right. Okay, good. That's if you can do it, I guess. It is, as you said, part of the system. But he bought the right lawyers that were able to do it, and they concocted a series of lies about people, destroyed lives of people, in order to get a killer off. All right, I don't have a whole lot of patience with that either, but that's what they did. Oh, that's their job. Okay, that's your job. Job well done. So I should get over it. It's been 30 years.
Let it go.
But
let it go.
Yeah, I should let it go.
Do you think a lot of minds have been changed in the 30 years hence?
Oh, there's no question about it, that as time has gone on, everybody has seen the verdict as one of the most ridiculous verdicts ever. For the reasons I just said right there, I mean, I gave the case that it could not have been police planting and police framing OJ. OJ was the last person in the world they wanted to frame. By the way, they loved OJ. Nicole Simpson called police out to their place in Beverly Hills or Rockingham, so 8 times police were called out there because of domestic abuse. I don't have any place for domestic abuse. He was an absolute domestic abuser prior to being a killer. And so he had, you know, he had the people, he had the cops coming out that many times, and they let him off. They let him off every time. Now, I know 30 years ago was a different day and age, and I hope that wouldn't happen today, if indeed, but it was clear domestic abuse. She recorded it in a diary. She had the pictures. And every time it was, well, it's OJ. Officers, what do you think? Well, it's OJ. He wouldn't do that. We got to be careful. And, you know, we don't want to hurt. I had season tickets to USC, so I didn't, you know, who knows what was going through their mind. But it wasn't to frame or go after OJ. It was they loved OJ. I did too. You know, and at first when I saw him handcuffed, my reaction was, that's crazy. OJ, no way OJ did that. What are those cops doing? Those cops are going to be in trouble. Well, anyway, they knew more than I did at the time. So if we spent too much time on this case, on this sports, I'm putting it in air quotes, sports story.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me ask you, though. And again, joining us, he's with us every Friday, Ron Futrell, sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now. He was working for Channel 13 back then. Were you surprised at how divided America was back in the day on this issue?
Yes is the short answer. And it's because, and part of that's growing up in Southern California, because I grew up in a multiracial community where we didn't feel that. We didn't have that. At least I didn't. I didn't feel it. We grew up, you know, it's East L.A. This is the Barrios. This is Hispanic. It is black. It is white. It is now not predominantly, but now a lot of Asian mix in there. So that's what I grew up in and grew up around. So I didn't see that same racial divide, perhaps, that people may have seen in the South. Let's go there. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I wasn't raised that way. I wasn't taught that way. And it wasn't around me. So, yeah, it was a little bit of a awakening, sadly, you know, going, okay, there is this racial division. And it clearly went along racial lines of whether you thought OJ was innocent or OJ was guilty. It was that. And I think over time people have gone and figured out the evidence of the case. The documentaries have come out. If you watched any of those, it went through them, and those were – heavily watched, you know, when the docs came out, when ESPN did that 6-part series, I think it was 6 parts with OJ and the murders and everything. But in talking to Mark Thomas before we went on air, Mark reminded me the case is still open, technically, because he was found not guilty of the murders. Now, civilly, he was found guilty and responsible, and had to pay off the Goldmans, which he didn't. And I don't know if the Brown family also was on that, but certainly the Goldmans were. The racial divide. Do we still have it today? No, there are forces at work out there, many of them in the media, who are trying to keep us divided and keep us, because it's ratings. I think from a political point of view, it gives people more power if you're a politician, if the people are divided and not united. And those forces are at work out there still to this day. You can clearly see them. They are not hard to see.
Ron, I'm running a little short on time.
I took it all up talking OJ, didn't I?
You did, but I loved it, and the historical perspective you bring to the party is so cool. Are you doing Sports Wrap this weekend?
We are doing it. We're 4 o'clock Saturday, 4 o'clock Sunday. UFC 300 happened this weekend, but the Masters is going on in Augusta. You know that little old golf tournament thing?
Yeah.
So it's on CBS on Saturday and Sunday, and so we are doing shows after CBS, after the Masters.
I love it. Ron, I got to run. Thank you, my friend. It's always good.
Oh, always a pleasure. And sorry for depressing you with all the OJ.
No. I love it. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
See ya.
Ron Futrell from 8 News Now joining us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Pro Price Cooling and Heating has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get a 21-point inspection and a spring tune-up and cleaning for only $49. That's $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. At my law firm, there's no fake courtrooms or fake anything. I go to real courtrooms and I get real results. Just in the past couple of years alone, I've had some of the biggest injury verdicts in the entire country. I've helped thousands of Las Vegans get paid after getting hurt. How much? Nearly $500 million in settlements. More than $130 million cases. No other Las Vegas lawyer can say that.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Chad Hagan. He's a businessman and an advocate for the fair tax. You know what Monday is? You know what Monday is? It's tax day. It's April 15th. Unbelievable. And it's here. I got my taxes done about 3 weeks ago. So I'm off the hook. I even got a refund, which is fine. The rest of you are on your own. Trust me on this one. We'll find out more, though.